Okay, Tov Kal Kadosh, we're just going to, last night we mentioned two important minagim and halachot that we brought down to do with Rosh Chodesh, so today we're going to continue. So last night we mentioned that our minhag was not to add on Chaparat Pesha, even though it's a leap year. And that was based basically on the Rishonim, the Nana the Rishonim, whether it was the Rambam or David Budaham or the other ones, the Rav Abraham Gaon, they all had different nuschaot of how many different types of languages do we use. And therefore, since our minhag was not, we always do 10. If you look in the Patach Eliyahu or any of the other Sidurim, we always use 10 languages. We never add it in according to every single month. So therefore, there's obviously no reason on leap year to add in Ulchaparat Pesha, which will bring in an additional month. The second halakha that we mentioned yesterday was to do with the standing up by when the Chazan is going to read out the Birkat HaChodesh, when he's going to say it. So he said that the minhag of Morocco, also the minhag of Tunisia, right, and the minhag of also Dota Mizrach, was not to stand up whatsoever during Birkat HaChodesh. That was also the minhag of Temanim. The Shammai is right, the Chalabim, they did have a minhag of doing it. They said it was a segula for Parnassah. However, though, our minhag was not to do it. And it's exact opposite of the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham says that it's like Kiddush HaChodesh. If you remember Rabbi Kiva Egan and others, they said the exact opposite. When they were going to be Mekadesh HaChodesh, they would also do it sitting down. The Edim would obviously stand up whenever they're testifying. However, they brought a proof from the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah that it was done sitting down. And that was our minhag also, to stay sitting down. Today we're going to mention, when exactly are we supposed to start Birkat Levana? Why? Because if you actually start, pay attention, today is obviously Rosh Chodesh, so today is Aleph. Now, we do know that whenever there's only one day of Rosh Chodesh, anyway, the Yiratzon is said on the day Aleph. When there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, we always say the Yiratzon only on the first day and not on the second day. However, here, though, it says like this. Shulchan Aruch comes, and he says in Sif Aleph, of Siman Tav Kavav, this is talking about Birkat Levana, Haroe Levana, Bechidusha Mevarech Hashem Ma'amaro. So when you see the Levana Bechidusha, when it's renewed, that's when you're going to make the Bracha. Now, he says, En Mevarechim Al HaYareach in Sif Bet, Ela B'motze Shabbat. When are you supposed to do Birkat Levana? Motzei Shabbat. Why? Because Keshu Mevusam Uvgadav Naim, you have nice clothing, everything is perfect. That's going to be on Motzei Shabbat. However, though, comes Maran in Siv Dalet and says Maran, Em Evarechin Aleah Sheavru Zayin Yamim Aleah. You're not supposed to do Birkat Levana until it passed 7 days. So now, technically speaking, we have a little bit of a stira. What's more important? You do a Motzei Shabbat or after 7 days? Not always Motzei Shabbat is going to be after 7 days. For example, this Motzei Shabbat, it's not going to be after 7 days, right? So therefore, what exactly are we going to do? Are we going to do Birkat Levana or not? So if we actually look in the Bet Yosef brings down that mitzad dadin, mitzad halacha, the Rishonim, they do permit doing it before 7 days. It's only al pi Kabbalah that the Bet Yosef brings down that you shouldn't do it before 7 days. Right, that's what's brought down. He says, Agaon Mekubar Rabbi Yosef Gitalia, Bala Share Ora. He says, Al Pia Kabbalah, you're not supposed to do it until after 7 days. And that's what he brings down in Siv Dalet. So now, the thing is like this. Technically speaking, first of all, Shulchan Aruch, when he chooses his words, he doesn't say that it's a sur. He says, En Mevarechim Aleah. Right, we shouldn't make a bracha on it. Because why does he say Emev Arechim Aleah until there? He says because first of all, Meikar Adin, for sure the halacha is like the Rishonim, that there's no problem to make a bracha before the 7 full days. There's no problem whatsoever. That's number one. Number two, even in Shulchan Aruch itself, you could actually understand like the Moroccan Minhag. We know Rabbi Shalom Esas actually says that after 3 days, we're allowed to do it on Motzei Shabbat, right? And therefore, that's our Minhag. After 3 days, but what? That's what Motzei Shabbat, which means you could even learn into the Shulchan Aruch this association as well. Why? Maran says in Siv Bet that you're supposed to do it on Motzei Shabbat. Maran says in Siv Dalet you're supposed to do it after 7 days. So how do you actually answer that? It all depends which one comes first, which means like this. As long as it was after 3 days, that's the minimum time that you're allowed to make the Beracha on Birkat Levana, because that's when you can actually distinguish, right? That you can actually ascertain, you can actually enjoy from the benefit of the moon. So therefore, after 3 days, if it falls on Motzei Shabbat, we go like Maran and Siv Bet, that you do it on Motzei Shabbat. However, though, if it's during the weekday, right, says here, the Ateret Avot says that the Minhag was that if it was during the weekday, we would actually wait until the 7th day in order to do it, Al-Pi, as if to say Al-Pi HaKabbalah, that was the Bet Yosef and Siv Dalet. So by doing it that way, we actually comes out that now it comes out beautiful, which means that our Minhag is, right, and this is not the Minhag of obviously Edot HaMizrach, because the Edot HaMizrach, they're very makpidin, they're very strict to do it only after 7 days. However, though, our minhag is that for no reason after 3 days, we wouldn't actually do it. However, though, if it's going to be Motzei Shabbat, and it's going to be after 3 days, then we would actually do Birkat Levana. And if not, we would try to wait for the seventh day in order to do the Birkat Levana. So that way it actually comes out perfect with the Shitat Maran in the Shulchan Aruch, that there's no problem, there's no contradictions, there's no problem whatsoever. This is the minhag of what we've been doing here also for the past many years. The same thing, that to the Zat Hashem, this coming Motzei Shabbat, that's when we do Birkat Levana, even though it's not the seventh day.